JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica's Sunshine Girls take on England, Trinidad, and other teams in the 2018 Sunshine Series. And later we'll have a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Next week, Jamaica's Sunshine Girls will go up against the Calypso Girls of Trinidad and Tobago and the English Roses from the UK, competing for the Margaret Beckford Cup at the National Indoor Sports Centre. The girls are competing in the Sunshine Series, scheduled to run from October 7 to 15. 2018 marks Netball Jamaica's 60th anniversary, and so the Sunshine Series trophy has been named in honour of Margaret Beckford, the first president of the organisation. The last time the Sunshine Girls played on Jamaican soil was in 2015, and Netball Jamaica president Dr. Paula Daly Morris says the girls are ready to make full use of their home advantage.
It's not the first time that it's happened. It's happened at least 5 times in the past. And so the Sunshine Series is our own brand. They like to entertain their home crowd and are anxiously looking forward to taking the courts for this 5-match test series to entertain and wow total strangers, family members and friends.
The government has provided $2 million through the Sports Development Foundation, SDF, to support the Sunshine Series. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, says the ministry has also underwritten the cost of the entertainment package for the halftime shows and for the international 5-match netball test.
All of Jamaica is proud, so very proud of the Sunshine Girls. So, you're showing more and more class by your recent performances, and more we are convinced, Jamaica is convinced, that world championship for you is just a few passes away.
The series will also provide a good practice run for the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool, England, from July 12 to 21. The game days are October 7, 9, 11, 13 and 15. Tickets are available at the Netball Jamaica office, Suite 9 National Arena, or online at ticketpal.com. Approximately 14 million euros is being spent to implement the National Forest Management and Conservation Plan, which is a 10-year blueprint for the building of a vibrant, sustainable and climate-resilient forest sector. This is directly aligned with Goal 4 of Vision 2030 Jamaica, a healthy natural environment. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm or call 876-906-4463-4. You may also check out the Vision 2030 Jamaica social media pages. Be prepared. Prevention is better than cure. And here's a disaster prep tip. When exiting a building after an earthquake, do not take the elevator. Use the stairwell. And do not smoke to relieve the stress or use any other type of open flame to light your way out of the building. There may be broken gas pipelines. A message from the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, Right Image Events will host a fundraiser for Davian Tucker, who lives with fibromyalgia. The event will be held on Friday, October 5 from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Serengeti at Hope Zoo. Admission is free before 10 p.m., then $1,000 afterwards. For more information, visit the Instagram page Davian Tucker. That's DAVIANNETUCKER for more information. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.